Oberrated did an episode, so I'm gonna do an episode.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers. The true Christmas miracle was the return of Shrek Attack on Christmas fucking day. Let's get to it. I know I have a lot of things to do. I have a QB tier list that I have prepped. It's ready. I just gotta record the episode. And I'm not gonna do that today because I want to talk about something a little bit shorter. I know I have to talk about Life is Strange. What happened was back in October. You know, I kind of got back into my groove a little, and then I caught the COVID, which fucked up my throat for a good month or so, and then it's kind of hard to get back into the groove whenever you do that. But then, one fateful day, about a week ago, I got called out on an episode of Oberrated, the Christmas episode. I listened to an hour and a half of Oberrated for this motherfucker to be like, Shrek! We had to do an episode together. You're holding me accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable. So here it is. I'm back. Chris Ober has dug me up from my grave and brought me back. You know, I guess that's more of an Easter thing. I was going to make like a, you know, Jesus kind of comparison, but it's just his birthday. Details. Yeah, we don't need to get into religion here. It's not a religious thing. This is not a religious place. Instead, I want to talk about a game that broke my heart. On Christmas Day, at approximately midnight. I did not expect it to. I'm going to talk about the game series, Emily is Away. This game series consists of Emily is Away, Emily is Away 2, T-O-O, and Emily is Away Less Than 3. You know, like a heart back in 2007, but it's also the number 3 because it's the third game. Clever titles, really like them. Really enjoyed the games, even though they destroyed me. Emotionally, and it's just, well, let's get into it. I played Emily is Away about 2, 3, 4 months ago, probably at this point, because it was a free game. And Emily Away 2 is only $5, and Emily is Away Less Than 3 is only $10. But for the Steam holiday sale, they were, I think, 99 cents and $2, if not less. So I felt it was my time to step up and play them. And I did. I played both of them yesterday, Christmas Eve. Let me tell you, none of these games gave me a good ending. However, that's spoiler alerts. Listen, I'm going to throw it out there. If you want to play these games, I do recommend them. And I would say, stop this episode, go play the game if you intend to play it. If they aren't on sale, it's $5 and $10. It's $15 total for all three games, because the first one's free. At the very least, play the first one, I would say. Because it's free and it might get you hooked. But I'm going to go into spoilers from this point forward after my heat's done, because I'm going to let it run so I can be warm while I'm recording this and not sound like I'm shivering or anything. Okay, so my heat breaks are spent looking at new theme song ideas, which may or may not upset people, but you know, I feel like maybe it's time a little freshen up. It's my intros are like, you know, 30 seconds, and I'm thinking of maybe going towards the 15 second range. Listen, if I can't find one that embodies the feeling of this podcast, I won't go with it. I won't go with it. However, if I find one that people that I give a go and people like it, cool. If they don't like it, I'll probably go back. I'm a man of the people, you know? I'm a man of the people. I don't like making my own decisions. Anyway, Emily is Away. We're going into spoilers right now, so if you haven't played it and you want to leave, come back later. Please come back later. Do come back. I miss you. Emily is Away. So in the first game, if my memory serves me correctly, like I said, it's been about 4 or 5 months. I could probably go play it again. It's not a long game. I think it takes maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, if I'm being brutally honest, which is probably why it's free. You talk to this girl on AIM. For those kids out there that don't know what AIM is, it's what us boomers used to use to talk to. It's like Facebook Messenger, except you have this... Alright, so... Oh god, I didn't see myself going into detail on what AOL Instant Messenger is. That's what it stands for anyway. That's what AIM stands for. You have like a bio kind of thing that was, I mean, we were all in our emo phase, so black background with like pink font or whatever color font you decide to go with. Or, I mean, if you were like a girly girl, you went with like a pink background and yellow words, I guess. I'm not 100% sure. Most people were like emo and angsty. We were angsty teenagers. And we went with like a black background and like this bright fluorescent fucking pink font. And we just put the most broody fucking lyrics in there to describe ourselves. You also might think I'm talking about MySpace if you're like my age, but no, I'm talking about AIM. And then we would literally sit at our computer all day and just talk to people. And if we went away, we left an away message, and it was also just more broody lyrics. Or like, I'm hanging out with a girl that I like here. Like, insert her name here. I'm hanging out with Emily, because you wanted people to know, like, you were hanging out with her, and you wanted people to know you were hanging out with her, and she was kind of your interest, I guess. So you're talking to Emily on AIM, and you go into, like, she just likes talking to you. You like talking to her. You're interested in her, but she has a boyfriend. I think his name's Jeff in this one. Fuck Jeff. So she's talking about, you know, she's having these issues with Jeff, and she isn't sure what to do. So you offer her friendly advice, as one does, and she takes it, breaks up with him, you hang out with her. You're in college, two different colleges, I guess. You guys hang out together, you end up hooking up, and then she's like, you manipulated me to break up with him and hook up with you, and fuck you, I'm getting back with him. And I'm pretty sure I played through it like two or three times, and I've never had a good ending. So I looked it up, and Emily Is Away has no good ending. So I just like torturing myself, I guess. Then last night I played Emily Is Away 2. Yeah, we got that out of the way quick. So a good game. Do recommend it. If you made it this far, though, you already know you're not getting a good ending. But you just play it anyway. It's free. And it takes like a half hour, 45 minutes. So anyway, Emily Is Away 2, T-O-O. You talk to two girls. You talk to Emily and Evelyn. And you're talking to both of them. And this game is separated into like five chapters. Both all the Emily Is Away games are separated into five chapters. You're talking to both of them, though. And you're telling them they're both asking you like the same questions, and you're answering them. And this got me in trouble. So you kind of decide which girl you want to woo in this one. I ended up going with Evelyn, not particularly by choice, but by circumstance. The first two chapters, they are getting to know you. And let me tell you, there is a part that I fucked up, and I understand why I fucked it up. I will go into detail after I explain the game. So the first two chapters are trying to get to know you. In chapter 3, they're both having issues with their current / ex-boyfriend, and you're trying to jump back and forth and fucking talk to them both. And I'm not sure if it's possible to keep up with both of them. I ended up not keeping up with Emily, and I was typing. I was to like the final fucking word, and you do actually like mash your keyboard. You don't type the actual words, but you do mash your keyboard to type the words. And I didn't get the word in time. She's like, are you still there? I'm like, yeah, I was fucking typing. And she's like, yeah, I don't believe you care. And she ditched me. So I went to talk to Evelyn about her problems, because she wasn't being a bitch. And her problem was with her ex and not current. So, you know, it actually kind of made things a little smoother. Ended up, you're in high school in this game. Ended up asking her prom. We went to prom. Her and Emily became friends, though. They ended up having a class together. I am mutual friend of theirs, so they talked about me. And here's where the issue came about. So in the first two chapters, at some point, Evelyn asks you, she's like, hey, Steve's her ex, had different philosophies, that's why I broke up. I wanted to go to the same college. I need to mute my phone. I haven't done this in a while. Forgive me. So I want to go to college with him, with my significant other. I want to graduate college together, get settled down, and start a family. And she's like, what do you think of that? And I was like, Now, listen, you get like three options to respond to it every time. And one was like, oh, definitely. One was like, I could see myself doing that. And one was, fuck that shit. So I said, you know, I could see myself doing that, thinking in my head, if it was the right circumstance back in the day where I met the right person, I went to college with them, graduated, and, you know, was still in love with them, that word. Yeah, I could have saw myself settling down and starting a family because it would make sense. She took that as gospel. Like, I 100%, that's what I want to do. Now, whenever I'm talking to Emily, she's like, well, Jeff and I wanted different things. That's her current boyfriend. Or Jeff and I want different things, and I don't know how to feel about it. And she's like, he wants to be endgame and plan super far ahead and basically what Evelyn wants. And I think that I just kind of want to chill. I don't want to be committed long term. And I'm not sure if I want kids. And your options were like, yeah, I don't fucking want kids. That seems reasonable. Or, nah, I definitely want to settle down and have a family. I said that seems reasonable because, like, if you're not sure about the fucking person you're with and you're not sure about the future you want, then why would you commit to it? Now, later in the game, whenever Emily and Evelyn become friends, you know, at this point, I'm with Evelyn, and Evelyn's like, yeah, I'm so excited. He wants to settle down. He wants to go to the same college, settle down, have a family right after. Like, it's great. And Emily's like, well, that's not what he told me. He told me that he's cool with, you know, just kind of not committing and not having plans, not having kids. And Evelyn's like, this motherfucker manipulated me. And Emily's like, this motherfucker tried to manipulate me. And I'm sitting there like, no, I took the safe option for both. I said I could see myself settling down with, I thought it was just there that we understood if it was with the right person. And then I was like, yeah, if I don't know what I want, then I don't know what I want. People who know me know that I do not like planning. I do not like planning for the future. So, like, I'm not going to meet, like, if I were to go on a date, I wouldn't be like, hey, in 2 years, like, we're getting married, have kids. Like, write it down. This is how it's going to happen. No, that shit just happened. Like, all right, we might plan a kid, like, if it goes well, but, like, the kid might be planned, but it's not going to be like, hey, I met you, you know, especially in, like, high school. Hey, yeah, picture being in, like, fucking 12th grade, right? You're with somebody and you're like, yeah, so in, like, 5 years, we're going to get married and have kids, which, I mean, 12th graders are fucking teenagers and fucking dumb, so they probably do talk about shit like that, and if it happens, great. But, like, why the fuck would you... Oh, my God, dude. I'm getting mad again. Because it's just, like, I was trying to be cool. I also told Evelyn that I like punk music. I think I told Emily I like punk music, too. Which is fair. But indie wasn't, like, an option. And alternative and punk to me are very similar, so I went with that just to stay consistent, but it wasn't the fucking answer that mattered. I might play through this one again. It's, once again, not a long game. I think this one took me an hour, maybe two, which, now that I've played through it once, I can probably breeze through it in 45 minutes or so. Now on to Emily is Away, less than three. Also, I looked that up, and it does have good endings, so you can get good endings in Emily is Away 2, T-O-O. So that's great, because definitely is a way one probably did not leave people feeling great. And once you get another negative ending, you're probably like, okay, well, why the fuck would I play Emily is Away less than three? Also, I need to get used to, like, speaking again. It's been a while. I'm not doing this on a weekly basis anymore. I do want to get back to that weekly basis, but I can't promise anything right now. I am cutting out a lot of So if you hear any random chops, it's me being like, I can't say so this many fucking times. Like, I can't have a comfort word. I just gotta kind of move on. Anywho, Emily is Way Lesson 3 is the one that we move on to now. And you'll never believe it, I got another fucking bad ending. I was so pissed. I did not look up Emily is the Way 2 endings until after this one, because I was like, there's no fucking way I am this bad at life. And you know what? I've been single for the past 15 years, so maybe I am this fucking bad at life. Maybe I shouldn't be playing a game where your whole purpose is to, like, get into a relationship and keep the fucking person happy. I don't know. Anyway, and I made a status about this last night, knowing damn well I was going to talk about it today. My grandpa commented on it. I was like, no more negative thoughts. Like, homie, dude, I know we don't see each other, like, ever, because I'm not going to get into that on the podcast, but, like, do you not know me? Yeah, I mean, clearly, but, like, yeah, he won't listen to this. It's fine. Like, I am only negative thoughts, bro. So, yeah, there it is. I'm not cutting that one out. And I will take out the awkward pause that I stared at my computer for, though. Emily is Away Lesson 3. These games do not, like... I think what happens to them is canon. Like, I think this is their past, based off how the dialogue goes. However, they do not remember that it's you every time. I do believe you are a new character every time. Even though my username was The Real B. Shrek every time, and my name was Brandon Shrekengost every time. By the way, The Real B. Shrek, if you want to follow me, look that up. It's going to be The Real B. Shrek on everything except for the TikToks, where I am Shrek Attack. Shrek Attack has a Facebook and Instagram as well. If you look up The Real B. Shrek and you don't see it, I don't have it. That's my username for everything. If you look up The Real B. Shrek, spelled like my last name, I'm not an ogre. That is The Real B-S-C-H-R-E-C. Quick plug. Emily is Away starts you off with making a face nook, because, you know, copyrights. So you're making face nook, and your BFF Matt messaged you, Matt 1T, so more like a doormat than a name, messaged you like, yeah, dude, we gotta spruce up your fucking Facebook. Oh, by the way, there are two parties tonight from these two people who used to be friends, and we gotta pick which one we want to go to. And anybody that knows me knows I fucking hate making decisions, and just fucking destroyed me. And he's like, yeah, so you can either, yeah, so you can either, I mean, you have to talk to both Emily and Evelyn, who you aren't friends with yet on Facebook. I'll have my girlfriend add you, though, so you have another friend. Her name's Kelly. Does not help you at all, but she'll tag a couple pictures of you so you have more pictures, bro. We'll talk to Emily. I'm sure she'll see you. She loves you, and so does Evelyn. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll add you. And hey, guess what? They add me. And they have to invite you to your event. They have to deem you cool enough to go to their event. So you're talking to both of them, and they're like, hey, what kind of music do you like? And I told Evelyn punk, and I told Emily indie. I'm like, this is going to come back to bite me, because I just fucking played Emily is the Way 2. But they only gave me, like, options. Like, Evelyn was like, hey, do you like punk music or rap music? And I was like, punk. And then Emily was like, do you like electronic music or indie music? And I was like, indie, which definitely indie is my go-to music. So obviously I fell more towards Emily. And I just want to throw out real quick, because it just kind of dawned on me, in Emily's Way and Emily's Way 2, you never see like a picture of them. You have like the AIM icons, which I had like Harry Potter. You could change them as you went. I had like a Harry Potter one. I had Linkin Park one, Blink-182 one, a He-Man one, Charlie from Ghost of Candy Mountain one. So you only saw their icons, which was whatever their favorite band was at the time. And then on Facebook, you saw like a silhouette that was a certain color. So Emily was green, Evelyn was purple, Matt was orange, and later he makes a new Facebook, and then that one's like a light blue. You are dark blue. Jeff is fucking red. I don't know what color Steve is, because I didn't play that branch, but I imagine he's also fucking red. And then some random dude's red. So you only see like a silhouette and the part. So you do not base this on looks. You 100% base this off personality, which is something that's really cool, because I play a lot of adult visual novels, and obviously looks play a big part of what girl is like your waifu. Jesus Christ, I should have went for water instead of a zero sugar Dr. Pepper, strawberries and cream, not a sponsor. And anyway, so I'm not used to talking this long by myself anymore. So I need to get back into it. So Anyway, I talked to Emily, and they both invited me to their party because I'm cool as shit. Emily and I talked about music. I guess Emily and I also talked about music. We talked about what classes we had coming up. Nobody had any classes together. Emily and Evelyn are, like, they used to be BFFs, and now they aren't because of a boy. His name was Travis, though. It wasn't me. They just made up a new name, but it had, like, the same storyline as the one that they just went through. But it's senior year again, so, I mean, maybe it's just a refreshment of everything. And, anyway, so, you get invited to both parties. Then you speak to Matt. For Mike, you get to pick. They send you an event thing on Facebook. I said maybe to both. And then I spoke to Matt, and I was like, can we just flip a coin, dude? I don't want to make a decision. The coin determined that we were going to Emily's. And then it goes into, like, a time lapse kind of thing, where there are statuses, and Evelyn's like, if you didn't want to come, you could have just said so. You didn't have to say maybe. And then a bunch of pictures come up, and then you go to the next chapter. And then Matt's talking to you, and he's like, hey, check out this picture I just found on Kelly's phone. I'm going to post it. So then he posts it, and he captions it, caught in the act. And in the background, you're like, what the fuck's he mean? Well, you and Emily are, like, cuddling. So Emily sees it, and she's like, oh, what's this? And you're like, oh, I think that's my new favorite picture. And she's like, oh, mine too. And through a series of events of posting notes and doing surveys, if you remember that shit, more of a MySpace thing than a Facebook thing, you guys find out that you have a crush on each other. Woohoo, yay! So then you're dating, and the entire thing happens through Facebook Messenger. And you become boyfriend and girlfriend, and you're doing all the cheesy stuff. Like, I can't stop smiling, and I can't wait to hang out with you. And, oh, my dad knows something. So there's a point where her dad comes in to use the computer, because there's only one computer in his house, and no laptops or anything, and everybody shares it, probably on fucking dial-up internet. The kids don't know what that is. She's like, he knows something's up, and I'm like, but your character's like, quick, hide! We don't want caught. It's goofy. It's very goofy. I don't believe I saw one, like, RAR in all this, which is kind of disappointing, but, you know, it's definitely a nostalgic thing, because that's definitely how the kids used to fucking talk, and it's ridiculous. Anyway, so it comes up, Matt and Kelly break up, and you want to talk to Matt, but you can't get through to him. And I played a lot of games. Matt's like your best friend, and it just happens to be on a day that you have a date with Emily. And he's like, oh, you know, you reach out. You do get hold of Matt because of his ex who ends up with Evelyn. Not a lot fucking matters. I just wanted to throw this out here because I played a lot of games, and I'm so fucking used to, like, oh, if you're in a dark place, don't fucking play this game. And I'm always in a dark place, and I always play these fucking games. So I was like, bro, you know, Emily and I have plans, but we can do it, like, another night, like, tomorrow night. And he's like, oh, it's cool. And straight up, I thought I killed this character. I thought he died right there. Like, I thought this man was committing. And I think I already said, like, a word that I don't know if Spotify is, like, cool with it. I thought he was unaliving himself, because dude was like, okay, bye, you know. But, you know, you were cool. You did make him laugh and stuff. Like, you weren't a dick about it. You were literally just like, yeah, dude, but, like, we have plans tonight, and we can do it whenever I don't have plans. And Emily, who is more about, having friend, like, she believes even in a relationship you should have some good friends because it's healthy for the relationship, which, cool, I get it, I understand. And then, as I go through my words to pass time, then she meets a guy named Jeff and a girl named, I think, Anna. She's not really in the game much. I think it's Anna. We'll roll with Anna. We're just going to roll with Anna because I don't want to stop this to open the game to look it up. Even though I'm like halfway through a second playthrough, which is pointless, by the way. I'll explain that later. And they're in a class with her, and her and Jeff become real good friends. And you can tell, and Matt notices it because he's friends with Jeff, and he sees what they're posting to each other's walls. Because back in the day, even though we We messaged each other. We thought it was really cool to just post things on other people's walls. And it was kind of a, hey, look, me and this guy, or me and this girl, are talking. And you can only see what Jeff's posting on her walls, which seems, you know, he likes her, but you trust her. You, like, that's the thing, you trust her. But Matt sees what she's posting on his walls, and there's, like, flirting. Like, there's winky faces and stuff. And I'm like, nah, Emily's just super nice. She probably doesn't even realize she's doing it, because, you know, that's, like, a common thing. So he's like, oh, here, log into my account, check it out. So I did, and I was like, yeah, that is pretty sus. But once again, I trust her. And he's like, good for you, dude. Couldn't be me. Guy, like, I could not trust somebody that much whenever I'm seeing this. Maybe you should talk to her. Like, it's good to at least have a conversation. And I'm like, you're right. Like, communication is very important. So I go to her, and I'm just like, hey, Matt is concerned that you are talking to this dude a lot. Like, is there anything there? And she's like, no. And I'm like, all right, cool. I dropped it. And then the fifth chapter happens, and you see that she turns down hanging out with you a few times during the time lapse, and she's hanging out with Jeff more and more, which, like, it plants seeds for you to be the bad guy. It wants you to be the bad guy. It wants you to fucking just accuse Jeff. You're talking to her, and she's like, I think we should take a break. I think, and you're like, what? Why? Like, things are going well. Matt's talking to Anna now, and Matt and her decide that they're just going to be friends with benefits until they see what the fuck's going on with college. She's like, I think they have the right idea. And you're like, well, we are kind of past that. Like, and she's like, nah, we should take a break. I think it'd be good for us. And you're like, well, are we going to, like, see other people during this break? And she's like, I think that's kind of the point. And immediately, you know, your options are like, okay, that's cool, that's great, or Jeff. And I was like, it was the friend that you talked to, Jeff. And she's like, yeah. And then it goes into the thing where it's like, you're not cool with her having friends. I was like, listen, that's not what I meant. Just, like, can you admit that you know that Jeff likes you? And she's like, okay, I admit it, but I don't like him. And I'm like, all right, cool, I trust you. And she's like, I think this is the best for both of us. And I was like, I think this fucking sucks. And then you go on, and you're just like, okay, hey, I'm not going to force you to stay with me because that's wrong. So, cool, we'll call it a break. It feels like a breakup, but we'll call it a break, whatever. Then Matt, she changed her status to single, which changes your status to single. And Matt messages you like, what the fuck just happened? You tell him, he comes up with a creative list of names, including stuff like homewrecker and dick bagel, and a word that I'm not going to say on my podcast. Starts with a C, ends with a muffin. I'm sure you can piece it together from there, which I have a crude sense of humor and a dark sense of humor, so I thought this was all hilarious, and I was like, thank you, Matt, for being a good friend. This dude is a bro. Then he's like, do you want me to say these things to her? I'll post them to her wall right now. And it's like, nah, it's cool, because, like, it's, what if it is just a break? Then he's like, hey, man, I was supposed to hang out with Anna tonight, but I'll come play video games with you. And I'm like, oh, are you sure? Because, like, I remember whenever I had a date with Emily, and I still went with Emily. Matt is a better friend than me. And this is bullshit. It made me feel bad. And that's how the game fucking ends. It doesn't say that you get back together with Emily. It just fucking ends. And so I immediately started up a new file. Because I had to go. I was like, where the fuck did I go wrong? And then, like, I remembered Emily is away one. And I was like, what if there are no good endings? I have to look this up. So I looked it up. And your first playthrough, 100 out of 100 times, you are going to get a bad ending no matter which girl you pick. And it's going to be this ending. With Evelyn, it's with Steve. And with Emily, it's with Jeff. But you could have got a worse ending. I got the best ending I could get for the scenario that it set me up for. But it wants you to do multiple playthroughs. So I was like, cool. You know, I already started a new file. I'm halfway through it before I decided, once you play once, you can kind of zoom through at least because you know the story. And I'm going to get the good ending. Fucking wrong! Wrong, Brandon. You're not going to get the good ending because I kept reading. If I want the good ending with Emily, I have to first fail with Evelyn. And if I want the good ending with Evelyn, I have to first fail with Emily. I failed with Emily. I had my heart broken by Emily. So now, how can I get a good ending with Evelyn? To get a good ending with Emily, I have to go and get a bad ending with Evelyn. So I have to play this like 3 more times to get all the good endings and all the bad endings. And I don't think I'm willing to do that. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go through this with Evelyn just to get a good ending with Emily. And I don't know. Well, there is a silver lining where this is all spoiler alerts at this point. I'm going to tell you how to get the good endings. If you play through it with Evelyn or Emily, whoever, and you get the bad ending, you do have to go through the entire game again with the other person. However, if you got the bad ending with Emily, and you can go get the good ending with Evelyn, and then you can go back to chapter 4, and you can just fuck that right up. Get the bad ending with Evelyn, and then you can go back to the save file you have with Emily. Just play chapter 5, and just don't shit talk Jeff. You can get the good ending with Emily. So I don't know how fast I could do this. I don't know if I'm going to go back and do it. I mean, I could go get all the achievements, but I could also go and get like a feel-good ending that might make me feel a little better, because I feel a little shitty right now that I played 3 games and I fucked up 3 relationships. I mean, it's a little bit better in real life where I can't get into a relationship to fuck it up, but like whenever you already feel like you're not good at relationships and you fuck up 3 video game ones, those things are easy to keep normally. It's a great game. It's a great game. I highly recommend you play it. So my heat came on another time. I'm done talking about Emily as a way. We're transitioning to the ending of this episode. I did this because I thought it would be quicker, and here I am over a half hour into the episode. I honestly thought this was going to be 10 or 15 minutes, but it turns out that these games are just better to talk about than I was prepared for. And I do think they are good games, and I am aware I've took some notes, not really mental notes, that I need to slow down while talking. I need to not use so, them, they, although, or the whatever fucking words I'm using to transition so goddamn much. I've noticed I am rusty to the game. So if you made it through this while listening to me blabber way too fast and all this stuff, thank you. I do appreciate it. If you want to follow me, we have established this in the middle of the episode, The Real B Shrek, where you can find it. If you can't find it, I don't have it. Shrek Attack, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm going to try to be more active on all of these. Overrated! Get hold of me. My work schedule is Monday through Friday, 7 to 3. So anytime outside of that, I am available to record. I do have a setup at home where if we can't get together in person, I'm able to record us both. I have to, and then I can send you whatever episode you want to do. Or if you want to do it in person, like I said, I've established my schedule. Sometimes I do stay late. Sometimes I work about halfway to you, I would say. We'll talk about this off microphone. We don't have to keep creating new episodes to talk to each other. We can talk as friends outside of podcast. But yeah, so we have an episode. It's going to be me and Overrated. We're probably going to talk about our top anticipated movies of next year on his, and then our Spotify wraps on mine. So the tradition begins, and everybody knows you do not fucks with tradition. And we're going to hold each other accountable. Therefore, we're going to have to be more active. I don't know if you recall or not, whenever I started this podcast, I said, Overrated has started his podcast. I told him whenever he starts his podcast, I will start mine. And now Overrated is back full time. So I shall be back full time. Hopefully nothing happens to me. We'll keep the COVID away. We'll keep whatever shit I have going on inside my body away to keep this going. Now I'm just rambling. Hey, listen, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas. I'm going to quit rambling. I'm going to end this episode. Please play Emily is Away. We're going to do more video game. We'll talk about our schedule real quick. We're going to do more video game content. I am going to talk more about Life is Strange because I really was excited to talk about that before I got COVID. We're going to talk about my QB tier list. We're going to talk about some adult visual novels. Chris and I may do the Why Is Everybody Obsessed with Sydney Sweeney episode still, but after some recent discourse, like, I kind of like her more as a person, not so much as an actress. We'll workshop that one. So that's all. Yeah. Hey, thank you for listening. You guys are awesome. Merry Christmas, everyone. Please tune in to the next one. Rate, comment, whatever. If you're on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, leave a little rating, because that's how my podcast gets out to more people. I do appreciate it. What's that thing I say? Fuck, it's been a while. Right, hit the fucking music.